Well, friends, I just thought I'd throw out this little devotional today. It's Sunday morning here. I'm about to go into the church service very soon, to the prayer meeting and then the church service proper. But the Sunday school is on here in the church. And we're so blessed and so excited here in Lisburn because there's a number of young families in their church and we're thankful for them. And there's also a number of young mothers. And later on in our church service today, we're going to have a short dedication for a young couple. And God has blessed them with a beautiful little baby boy. We're so excited and so blessed to be able to bring this couple to the front of the church as they, in acknowledgement of God's grace and goodness, personally and publicly present their child, as it were, unto the Lord. You know, you cannot read the Bible without coming to the conviction that God is interested in people. God is interested in individuals. In my ministry, that's something I always try to make it very clear as we preach the gospel from week to week, from place to place, that the Word of God makes it abundantly clear that God is interested in individuals. So much of the Word of God is taken up with the account of individuals, real people like you and I, with all of our needs, coming face to face with the Saviour. God is interested in individuals, and God is especially interested in the youth of our day and generation. It was so in the days of the Lord, and you go back into the Old Testament times, the Bible's very clear that God is interested in young people. And in 1 Samuel, we read about the conversion of Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, it's a wonderful, wonderful story. It's one of my favourites. But if you go back a chapter or two to the first chapter of 1 Samuel 1, you read about a woman called Hannah. And she was a woman who had a broken heart and a sorrowful spirit. She was burdened because she was barren. And she prayed and sought the Lord and said, God, if you give me a man child, I will dedicate him unto you for the rest of his days. Just to paraphrase what the scripture says. At the end of that first chapter, God has blessed her. God has answered her prayers. God has opened her womb. God has given her a son. And we read at the end of 1 Samuel chapter 1 that Hannah testified, for this child I prayed, therefore he shall be lent unto the Lord all the days of his life. And she gave that little boy to be a servant of God. And Samuel grew up to be the great prophet of Israel. And then in a similar fashion, in Luke's Gospel chapter 2, whenever the Lord Jesus Christ was born, after 8 days, Mary and Joseph, they brought the Lord to the temple in Jerusalem to present him unto the Lord. They wanted to show to the world, in accordance to God's word and God's promise and God's law as well, that they were so thankful for this child that God had blessed them with. And that child, of course, was the Messiah, born of a virgin, born of the Holy Ghost, who would live a sinless life and ultimately go to the cross and suffer and bleed and die for our sins. And then later on we read in Luke chapter 18 about certain mothers who brought their infant children to the feet of the Saviour that he might touch them, that the hand of God might rest upon them, that he might bless them. And the disciples didn't understand what was happening, and they made a bit of a furore about the whole thing. But the Saviour said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for if such is the kingdom of heaven. And we're thankful today for young parents in our church family who have a desire to bring their children to God's house week by week, but more than that, to pray for them and to present them to the Lord. Dear friends, there's a big world out there that wants the hearts and the souls of our children. And there is so much to attract them, so much that's false and fickle and fleeting and fleshly and also very dangerous, that can just draw them so easily away from truth, righteousness, and from the road that leads to heaven and home. Let's pray in these days for our children, and let's seek God for an awakening amongst our young people. You're maybe involved in children's work yourself. You've maybe got a family, maybe grandchildren now at this stage in your life. Pray for your children, and let's, by faith, in the arms of prayer, bring them to the Saviour's feet, that he might touch them and bring them to himself and richly bless them and use them for
His glory.
Thank you for joining us today, and God willing, we will see you again next time. God bless you, friends.